Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am saying hello to you because it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well, excited for Friday night. Before we play this week's show, though, let's clear up your challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase U.S. presidents, add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a three-letter word and a 10-letter word that both name things you might wear with a suit. What are the words?
There are two things that have been left in a lot of people's closets during the past year of working at home.
That's right. If you add an E, you can spell tie and suspenders. All right, Ian, you made me get a pencil and a pad of paper, and I have no idea why, but let's do this.
Well, it's because the spring semester is back in full swing despite COVID, and some of us are teaching math courses. Since you're on the hot seat today, I thought it was a good time to give you a busman's holiday and provide you with some math problems to solve any question style.
Look, this is like the 15 minutes of my day that I don't have to do this. You're evil. All right, let's do it.
The number of defensive baseball players on the field times the number of innings in a regulation baseball game plus the number of World Series won by the Arizona Diamondbacks equals the amount of regular season games a team plays in a normal NBA season.
So there are 9 defensemen. There's 9 innings. And I'm going to take a guess that the Arizona Diamondbacks have only won the World Series once. So I'll get 82 as my total.
Great job. All right. The number of angry men in a 1957 Sidney Lumet film times the title number of years Solomon Northup spent in bondage in a 2013 Steve McQueen film.
Well, there are both 12 angry men and 12 years. So that's 12 times 12 is 144.
Great job. The minimum number of electoral college votes it takes to win the White House, plus the number of pieces of silver for which Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus, times 2, equals what number that repeats in a Tennyson poem?
All right, I think. So it's 270 electoral votes.
Good.
Plus 30 pieces of silver.
Better.
So that's a total of 300. So if I double that, I get 600.
Onward, Mike Nothnagel Road. Okay, I would say number 4 does have a trick to it, so listen closely. The number of miles the narrator of the Proclaimers' biggest hit is willing to walk in that song's chorus, divided by the only number in any Gabriel Garcia Marquez novel title.
Okay. So I'm going to start with the second part because I know I'm going to divide the answer by 100. Is that 100 Years of Solitude?
It is.
So if you want the total number of miles in the Proclaimer song, I think he's going to walk a total of 2,000 miles. So I'm going to do 2,000 divided by 100 to get 20.
I was hoping you would stop at 1,000.
I would walk 500 miles. All right, I'm misremembering the lyrics because I was thinking it'd walk 500 more just to be the man who'd walk 1,000 miles. I was thinking he would walk another 1,000, but he's walking a total of 1,000.
Yeah, we've gotten into an ontological problem here, but I think the 1,000 he refers to are the 1,000 that have been walked.
Yes, now that I think about it, I think you're right. So I'm gonna slightly revise my answer and say 1,000 divided by 100 is 10.
Good, good. The three-digit number that follows Reno in a police mockumentary series that originally ran on Comedy Central in the early 2000s, minus the Brooklyn Precinct in a police comedy that is run on both Fox and NBC, minus the title car in an NBC police sitcom that ran for 2 seasons in the early 1960s.
So it's Reno 911,
mm-hmm,
minus Brooklyn 99, which I'm assuming I'm going to use as the number 99.
Correct.
Minus car 54, where are you, for a total of 758.
That was great. Well, Professor Mike Nothnagel didn't have to call
punch
for help.
You in the face?
His credentials passed today. He went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or, and I hesitate to say this, if you would like to try those questions again, or maybe even some other ones that Ian has on the website there, head on over to wamc.org/anyquestions. Ian, do you have a challenge for us?
I do. Start with a common chemical symbol. Add 3 letters and you can spell the namesake of a famous paradox. Drop the last letter from that name and add 2 new letters and you can spell the namesake of a famous principle. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, sharpen your pencils, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.